I'd like to dedicate some time every week looking at the questions that have been posed to me, mainly by children and those who are curious about life. Incidentally, one of the things about life is that we should never stop being curious and never stop asking questions. And questions like, who am I? What is my future? How can I be good? How can I do good? How can I cope with life? How can I be successful? How do I find peace in the world, especially when I hear about so much that is going on that is so wrong? How can I make my life be useful? In other words, how can I build Jannah on earth? And I've looked at it many a times in various series, but these are the questions that are posed to me by children. And I'd like to go through them in maybe modules, or if I can say concepts, and we'll look at each one and just little glimpses and see whether we can learn a little bit from it. The first thing we need to know in life is that, like Imam Ali alayhi salam says, that man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu. If you have known yourself, you have known your Rabb. In another place in Nahjul Balagha, he says that the heavens and the earth that you seek outside are all contained within you. And like in Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the heavens and the earth cannot contain me, but the heart of a believer, of one who believes in me, contains me. So in essence, when you are able to be the ruler of your nafs, if you're able to control, to manage yourself, your mind, your heart, you're able to control the world. You're able to control your world. In essence, we become what we think. We are bound only by our thoughts. It is by our thoughts that we are freed. The moment we bind ourselves only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find a freedom that is absolutely awesome. Because within us, there is a tremendous amount of energy which is available, only needs to be harnessed and utilized to be able to take us to heights that only we wish to reach. There is no stopping them. One of the most difficult things for a powerful nafs or a powerful heart or a mind or whatever you want to call it, conscious, is to be its own master. If you look at a day, you find we fluctuate between confidence and uncertainty, decision and indecision, happy, sad, calmness, frustration. And we find we allow ourselves to be governed by people, by events, by circumstances. But if we were to for a moment think, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, that an hour's pondering is better than 70 years ibadah, we will find that our true security is not in temporal things, but it's in eternal things. It's not in the outer world, but it's in the inner world and the truth of our own being. The need is to be aware that our thoughts are as equally as important as actions, if not more. Just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that intentions are better than actions. In fact, he said, lo, intentions are actions itself. The moment we realize that, we take a giant step forward towards becoming the master of our minds. Because if we become aware of our thinking process and we begin to focus on thoughts that are positive and productive, then we're able to respond to every situation that faces us, and it influences our world in an amazing way. You know, all that is comes from the mind. It's based on the mind and it's fashioned by our thoughts. It's awesome what thoughts can do. To align your thoughts, start off your day by reading Quran. That is why so much emphasis, 10 ayat. Just 10 ayat, start off and read it loudly so it resonates in your mind. Just as the Prophet said, to read the Quran loudly or audibly so that it's heard and in your mind is like a perfume bottle. When it's closed and when the lid is open, you only get the benefit when you open it. So that's our first step, to be aware of the truth of our thinking and how much that influences our world. Inshallah, we will continue with these tiny concepts today.